Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I kind of lost my voice a little earlier in the week, trying to get it back. I'm checking my lines here. It looks like you can hear me. You're like, stop talking, play more music. So this is my first show while I'm here at Tufts. I did a show in my undergrad because I'm that old now, and I'm trying to get used to it. Our trainer, for when we were getting trained, as I was a trainee, certainly seemed like a nice fella, but I didn't learn anything. I'm so glad that I had my experience earlier on about how to do radio, because I would never have known based on what we were told on those 2 days. Nice fella, again, you know, but I'm still kind of trying to figure it out. So I'll just play a great long song as I kind of work my way around here and figure out how to do things, because I was too embarrassed to ask questions at the time. So here's Visions of Johanna by Bob Dylan.
Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? We'll sit here stranded, but we're all doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite loft. In this room the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. Of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain. Of escapades out on the D-train, we can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them, it's insane. Louise, she's alright, she's just near. She's delicate and seems like the mirror, but she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face. Where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Our little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He breaks of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of a farewell kiss to me. Got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, hi. to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they'd kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation.
Remember when I said I was still figuring it out? Oh, I am still figuring it out. Let's try that again, but from where we were. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that.
Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule. But these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, if she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonic is playing, the skeleton keys and the ray. And these visions of Johanna are now all that remain.
Thank you. So that was Ennio Morricone. I was looking for a song that can fit into our little playlist thing we got here that you can look at on our website at WMFO. And when we were getting trained, there was the trainer guy was saying, you know, this system recognizes most every song on the planet. And I thought, okay, it's a challenge. And so I just played the song, and it turns out it's not in the system. So my bucket list has been completed about 15 minutes into my first show. I have nothing else to live up to. My life is over, and so I might as well play some Animal Collective.
Thought the song was over, but that's incorrect, because life keeps going on, and the energy never dies, does it? No, it doesn't. Ooh, that's why I remembered you from a month ago, you said hello to me, that's why I remembered you.
All right, that was L-I-V period E, so I guess it's live, with lessons from my, oh, it's a long title, lessons from my mistakes, that, but I lost your number. I like it a lot, I think it's good stuff, you know. I've been listening to a lot of pop recently, and I guess you could count that as pop, but I've recently kind of come to acknowledge just when a great pop song is great, there isn't much better out there. I have this playlist now, Perfect Pop, that I just listen to all the time. It gets me going. If you're ever walking down a street and you just listen to single ladies, oh my gosh. And speaking of pop, I went to go see George Clanton last week, actually a week ago today, and opening for George Clanton, who's this kind of like internet-y, vaporwave-y, good performer, was Magdalena Bay, who turns out on Spotify are about 3 times more popular than George Clanton is. They just got rave reviews from The Needle Drop and Pitchfork, the two most respected and held in highest esteemed music journalists out there. So they're coming up in a minute, but first we got Slipped Disc by Lizzie Mercier de Lis, if that's how you pronounce it. We'll see. We'll be right back. Folks, there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Missing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. And now you know.
Thank you. It was 7:45 on the line to meet the teacher, Miss Kathleen. First was Kevin, then came Lucy, third in line was me. All of us were ordinary compared to Cynthia Rose. She always stood at the back of the line, a smile beneath her nose. Her favorite number was 20, and every single day, if you ask her what she had for breakfast, this is what she'd say. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds and a tangerine, the side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Cynthia wore the prettiest dress with different color socks. Sometimes I wonder if the mates were in her lunchbox. Me and Lucy opened it with Cynthia one round. Lucy cried, almost died. You know what we found.
Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, and a side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. Starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam. Oh.
Just like the one she draws on every wall, every school. But it's alright, it's for worthy cause. Gonson, I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, side on a ham. If you set your mind free, baby, maybe you understand. Starfish and coffee, syrup and jam.
Folks, you gotta know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you gotta know those rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, quote, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." End quote. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. Org is, of course, O-R-G. Ba-bam!
Thank you.
folks. This has been Venus as a Radio Station on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Listen to Raymond Wolf's new album. This is George Clanton, Living Loose. I'll see you in 2 weeks.